Welcome on this Monday morning. I'm Justin Blackwell. Rain, cloud, a high of only 6 degrees today. Evan Bray joins me now. And Evan, I got to say, I'm a lot less angry than I was back on Friday night at about 6:45 p.m. So today's a good day.
Yeah, today's a good day. Obviously, Jays fans are pretty happy. That was a good game last night. Yeah, we can't ignore the fact that Seattle didn't have their best game, right? There was some errors, bad pitch, stranded some runners on bases. They're not necessarily guaranteeing us it'll be as easy tonight. Mm-hmm. But that said, I mean, I feel like the Jays are the better team. Yeah. I've said that all along. I think their bats are hot for sure. They just need to make sure they can keep the wave going. Ride the wave.
And Vladimir Guerrero Jr., worth every bit of that $500 million. Yeah. He is proving it. What a postseason he's having.
For sure. Not only offensively and, of course, defensively on the field, but you just got to admire the leader he is. You can see it on the bench. You can, you know, after Kirk makes that dash home the other night, he's fanning him as he's putting his pads back on. Like, just little things like that. You know, you can tell he keeps that team up. They've got some great pitching. They can do it. I don't even want to talk about what they're going to face with the Dodgers. Let's just focus on getting by tonight's game for sure.
Yeah, game 7 just after 6 o'clock. All right, Evan, we're putting your police hat back on today. The heist heard around the world. It's hard to wrap around what happened at the Louvre over the weekend, and where do police even start trying to figure out what happened?
I mean, this is like a scene right out of Ocean's 11, isn't it? Yeah. It's crazy to me that in 2025, you can basically rent a basket, you know, one of these basket window washing kind of machines, and get yourself up there and cut a hole in the window and go in, smash some displays and steal millions of dollars in jewels. What was it, 250 feet away from the Mona Lisa? Like that close. So this is a big one. I don't know what they're, you know, they're saying the chances now of recovering, if they weren't able to put a hot trail on these fellas right after, whoever did it, right after, the chance of recovering the jewels is pretty much gone, because they, of course, will break them apart. They'll shave them down. They'll reshape the diamonds so that they're not recognizable, and then they'll go out on the undermarket.
Evan,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. Evan, who's on the show today?
We've got a full show today, but I am going to talk about arson investigations on the Roundtable of Justice. There's real nuances to this, Justin, when you think about the number of fires that we have in the city. Many of them end up being intentionally set or human set. What do these investigations look like? I've got a number of experts from fire services on the show, both from Saskatoon and Regina. We'll talk about what the arson investigations look like. How close is the new show Smoke that everyone's talking about on Apple TV? It'll be a good chat with our arson investigators coming up this morning just after 10 o'clock.
All right, Evan, have a great show, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Justin.
The Evan Bray Show coming up right after the 8:30 news.